A Quiet Place, between last week and this week. Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you by Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And we do have an acoustic session here this morning, a very live one, as Marie Cornell comes back to our program and bringing along her mother, Christina Cornell. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I think we're going to start with Real Man.
Real Man.
Real Man, baby.
Real Man.
As in, we're looking for... That's what the song says, I'm just saying.
Okay, here's Marie and Christina Cornell here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Looking for a ride I can hold on to, someone with
Wow. Well, that woke us up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Marie and Christina Cornell here on Hunter at Sunrise. And my voice sounds so quiet in comparison to that. Oh, my gosh. That was something. Did you write that, Christina?
No. No. But when I heard it, I thought, yeah, that sounds like me. I think I'll own that.
I kind of like the line about the Popeye and the spinach can.
Yeah.
I
think it was... No Popeye with a spinach can. Don't be a meathead.
Oh, my. That was something. By the way, we have this up on Facebook. We are streaming this live on Facebook. If you want to see what's happening here in our studio right now, I suggest you go there. And please share it with your friends so everyone can see it. Well, thank you for coming down here on this Sunday. It's great to see you both. And Marie, this is the second time you've been on the show. How do you like it so far?
It always feels the same. It's always nice and quaint. Please never change.
Okay. So, Christina, I could tell that you have actually recorded before. I don't know why I have that feeling, but... but actually, you have put out an album before. It's, what was it called?
It's a Girl Thing.
It's a Girl Thing. In 2007?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I have a question about it, though. You put out a single... called Little Red Balloon, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir.
And there was a video. There was a video. Is that Marie in the video?
That little baby girl's my baby. Sure is.
So, friends, after the show is over, go to YouTube and call up this song, and you will see Marie. How old was Marie at that time?
Five.
Maybe four, maybe six.
Six.
A crisp six.
A crisp. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you were, like just turned.
Mm-hmm. Was she a natural on video?
She was at home, Lord Jesus. She was a natural brat. No, all she wanted to do was giggle. I'm like, Bella, sorry, Marie, it is not a funny song, honey. It's very serious. But the director was awesome, so.
Yeah.
He got the best out of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Marie, when did you start singing with your mother?
Oh, my gosh. I think I was singing before I could talk. Like, I
really?
Think I just came out and I was like, ah!
You did. I was on the road, though, and you were 6 months. You were 6 months old when you went on the road, for real.
Six yes. months old?
Yeah, 6 months.
How do you do that?
You just do it.
Pray to God.
That's why she is the way she is.
Yeah. Yeah, faith. That's how you do it.
Right.
Christina, are you originally from Nashville? I know Marie is, but are you?
No, sir. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh?
Yes, sir.
So what took you to Nashville?
I wanted to be a songwriter, so I moved to Nashville and got my first publishing deal after about 2 months of mm-hmm. being there and really enjoyed that. That's really all I cared about doing was writing. And then I had the opportunity to sign with an agent to do some acting and modeling and stuff, and she kept putting me in music videos, which was awesome because I was in Vince Gill and Travis Tritt and mm-hmm. Terry Clark and all these different videos, and I got to meet their bands. Mm-hmm. So my writing circle was growing, growing, growing. And then I didn't have a publishing deal because I could pitch my own music and make all the money. So we got to that point, though, and I was already there for – I was there for, let's see, probably 10 years at that point, uh-huh. 8 years, 10 years. And we were pitching – music to some labels for their artists, and a few labels heard me and said, wow, you have such a great voice, we want to sign you, which never happens. That's like a fluke, you know. Mm-hmm. But you hear my voice is very different than any other woman.
when you started singing, I had to bring the pot down to about a third of where it's supposed to be. I've never had to do that before.
You're welcome.
That's at church.
That's at church singing.
So she's going to blow us out of the studio. But Marie, you don't have such a bad voice yourself. You've gotten it from your mom, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Have you guys actually been out on the road singing together?
That's how I actually started.
Oh, really?
That's how I got, yeah. She lit a fire underneath me, and I was like... Dang it. I got to do this now. I can't not do anything else.
This is, you are all in on doing this, I take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you happy about that, Christina?
I'm thrilled for her. You know, when she was younger teenagers. She said, Mom, do you think I have what it takes? I said, yes. And I laugh. I'm like, I don't say that because I'm her mother, because if she didn't, I wouldn't do that to her, you know, like, go be a doctor. But she really does have what it takes. She's got the chops. She's got the it factor. She's a star.
Well, it's funny, though. I was going to be an astrophysicist.
I think you chose well.
Yeah, then I got really bad at math. So
it's really kind of funny you say that, because I played an artist earlier this morning, and I read in Rolling Stone, she has a new album out and everything, that she actually thought of quitting and becoming a software engineer. I went, okay.
Yeah, it's two opposite sides of the brain have to be on.
I don't know how that fits, you know, software engineer, singer, songwriter. I don't know how that fits together. But, well, would you guys like to do something else for us here?
You sing, baby.
Oh, this is going to be Marie here.
You sing, baby.
All right.
What's this song?
Are you doing your single?
Yeah. As soon as I can get this guitar in tune.
We tune because we care.
It's always the B string too. This one is on Spotify if you want to look for it. It's called Pulling Me.
Okay, here's Marie here on Hunter and Sunrise.
Caught up in a way you have, and I didn't say it, babe, if I let you know. I can't feel your power, but let me in real slow. Dying in your fire, how I feel that caution.
I can see, Christina, what you've passed on to Marie. It's lung capacity.
Yeah. Hey, that rhymed.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. What was the name of that song again?
Pulling Me.
Pulling Me. Mm-hmm. And that is a single? Or have
yes.
You, have you recorded that already?
Yes, sir. It is on Spotify, Apple, I think even Deezer. The only thing it is not on is Pandora. Oh. For some weird reason, the distribution company that I use doesn't distribute to Pandora.
I see.
If you're looking there, you will not find it. But literally everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Is that an old song or a really fairly new song?
Well, I wrote it a while ago.
I see. You didn't record it until recently.
I did record it on my iPhone 5 earbud microphone.
But you can't really distribute it that way.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. So I was like, let me get this in a studio and actually give it some legs.
You just did a video on it.
Yeah, I just did a video, which is on YouTube as well.
Okay. And so people should look for Marie Cornell for that song. You have your own YouTube channel, probably.
Yes. Stefan reference for the SNL nerds.
Well, Christina, we were talking a little bit before you came on about your radio career. You had you were a radio host for a little while, right?
I was a radio host. I was on both sides. So it was really cool being a host after you were a guest, you know, because I try to get them prepared beforehand. I would, like, send them a list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really liked that when I would go on the air. But then some people are funny. Like, you just like to be spontaneous. You grow into that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I had some really cool interviews. I enjoyed doing that.
Yeah. So do you think you will back up Marie when she goes out on tour?
Oh, I would carry her bags if she'll let me.
That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Has Marie been out on tour? Well, of course. You mentioned that it's 6 months. But I mean, recently, has she played with you and out in public?
No, we really have. This is our first.
This is the first time?
This is it. This is all you, Hunter.
Well, when we decided to do this, you must have been very excited then.
I was. I couldn't believe she asked me. I'm like, you're the star. Why are you bringing me out?
I did kind of spring it on her. We were standing in the middle of the street, and we saw him. And I'm like, hey, buddy. And he's like, you should come back on the show. I'm like, no. This lady.
Right. She needs to be on. I'm like, where did that come from? But I was honored, and it's so much fun making music with her. I mean, she's just, we have a great time.
Yeah. So do you still write, Christina? Or?
I do. I just started singing out in public again this year. I did a church service back in April at a church in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she and I, Marie and I, are going to do a little music thing in Pennsylvania in June.
Oh.
And then, you know, just starting to pick up some things. But I'm ready. I'm ready to sing again. I feel like there were things in my life that took my voice away temporarily, not physically, but emotionally, mentally.
Right.
And so I laid it down for a while and would pick it back up and then in seasons of my life. But I'm strong now, Hunter. I feel strong and I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we will be looking for you somewhere around here. Do you know there's lots of open mics? You might want to go out to one of them and blow them away.
I like, you know what I really like to do? I like to go sing karaoke and cue up Little Red Balloon.
Oh.
And then people are like, wow, she sounds just like the girl that recorded that.
Was the red balloon widely played on radio?
It actually was top 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. And that video that Marie is in was nominated for Video of the Year. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they liked Marie. She was cute.
She was a celebrity. Oh, here's a fun fact about Marie. I'm going to tell all her secrets.
Oh, no.
When she was 9 years old, she was in a international Hershey s'mores campaign.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, she was in print ads all over the world in the Hershey s'mores.
Really?
Yes.
I was about to say this could get really, really bad.
Yes, it could. You better be nice to your mother.
She has perfected the eye roll, I want you to know. Well, what else would you like to play for us here? By the way, once again, this is up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. What are we doing now? This is a Marie song?
Yeah. You sing.
See, yeah.
And what's the name of this song?
This is called Thing About My Baby.
Ooh, I like
Thing
this
About
song.
My Baby.
Yeah.
Why do you got a baby and I'm looking for a man?
Wow.
Come on. It's a different baby. We all know that.
Yes. All right, here's Marie and Christina Cornell here on Hunter at Sunrise. Cornell here on Hunter at Sunrise, and her mother Christina over here on the piano. Man, that was something. So Marie, I've been seeing you play out a lot at different places. Do you have any place coming up that you want to let people know about?
You can actually find all of my dates and everything on my website, mariecornell.com.
Oh, my. She's styling. Christina, you have a website, and she has a website.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, man.
And what is the URL of that website?
It's www.mariecornell.com.
Excellent.
Hers is the same thing, just with Christina with a K.
Oh, gotcha.
Aww.
That's very good. You guys are cross-promoting. This is, man, you guys have got this down.
Oh, speaking of promotion, if you need a marketing person, I don't know what to call it, but she does that too on the side.
I'm a digital strategist.
Okay.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Well, we just might take you up on that.
Okay.
We'll just have to see. But I really appreciate you guys coming down here and doing this today. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. Thank you so much for letting me be part of this. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Hunter. Thank
you. You guys have anything special planned for Mother's Day? It's next Sunday, you know.
I don't know, Marie. What you got?
It is a surprise.
It is a surprise.
Guillermo.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, Christina.
Thank you so much.
Marie and Christina Cornell here on Hunter at Sunrise.